Hello everyone, this is Daniel Bert Andersson and welcome to Daniel Bert Andersson's podcast. I would like, as always, to thank you all, new listeners to this podcast, that you tuned in and chose this one among all the different podcasts. There are so many, and more coming every day. And I'm so grateful you spend time on this. It's 5-minute episode, and you're welcome to this one. Yes, and you guessed it right. It's a movie focus episode again. And this time we're going to dive into the Dutch film industry, the best movies on the 2010th, which means the best movies between 2010 and 2019 in Netherlands. And first out is Black Butterflies. Welcome to dive into this Dutch drama film that didn't reach so much popularity, and but we will look into it and see what it is. So, where do you start when you want to dive into the Dutch film catalog? I started on movie journals on the internet, read about Dutch movies. What's going on with Dutch movies? It's nothing that you hear about so much. When I come to think about Dutch film movie presenters, or movie directors, I cannot really think about any famous. Maybe you can. Van Verhoeven. What's his name? Paul Verhoeven. But maybe he's not Dutch 100%. Probably brought up in the US like many other British, American. Spielberg, that's also not an American name, but he is American, for example. So, we're going to talk about Black Butterflies today. And that is a film directed by Paula van der Oost. And she is a screenwriter and very active there in the scene in Netherlands. She wrote this movie then, and it was on the cinema in 2011, so it's 10 years ago soon. And what is it about again? Yeah, the movie scene that you heard in the intro is where Ingrid and Anna Jonker, they live in a seaside small house with the grandmother. One night Anna rushed to the bedroom and tells Ingrid that the grandmother is not well. And they call for the doctor, and the doctor comes with a horse. So this must be hers. Okay. Mother, grandma was called away. And what should they call him? Call her? Anyway. Decades later, in 1960s, Ingrid, when she is adult, she's swimming in the ocean when she starts to go under. And she screams, and a man on the shore dives into the water to save her. They reach the shore, and he introduces himself as the novelist Jack Cope. Ingrid is very happy and say, I need to read your novel. And Jack asks how she liked it. She replies, it's the novel that saved my life. And Jack is stunned to hear that she is the poet Ingrid Jonker. Yeah, so the movie goes on, and from saving her life, and he realized that this is actually the famous Ingrid Jonker. They become a couple, actually. But not a couple in the sense of love, more as a friendship. But they help each other, and they exchange ideas and give each other feedback on what they write. And this is a very, very good collaboration. It's a little bit like, yeah, famous Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, for example. And in this case, Ingrid is the Paul Simon, the talented one. And Jack, he is the tall guy with curly hair and not so talented. Talented maybe, but he kind of did his part in this constellation. And then when it was over, he just had a lot of money and said, no, you know what, I'm just going to do whatever I like. And then he got criticized for not being the one with talent. but it's not the case. And that is what happened in that film. And I think we can do another one when we are talking. And this film is, the next film is called Borgman of Alex van Vander, Alex van Farmerdam. Yeah, why not? That's the names they have over there. This is a psychological thriller drama. And yeah, was not nominated for any significant movie awards, but tried Toronto and Palme d'Or, did not win anything. But it's about an armed priest that together with two men drive a hobo and his companions from their underground hideouts. The hobo, I'm not sure what that is, but the hobo, identifying himself as Anton, then he appears at the door of a mansion. And there he encounters Richard and Marina, upper-class married couple with three kids. He claims he knows Marina, that he had nursed him in hospital, and demands food and bath. Okay, so he was at the hospital, she was a nurse, and now he demands service again. He's aggressive, and Richard gets angry and violently beats him. But Marina, who still with the nurse mentality, says, calm down, let's help the guy. And he can live in the shed without Richard knowing it. Okay, so the hobo is living in the shed, and soon it's revealed that... okay, it's like this HBO series that starts off a little bit interesting, but then as they don't have anything more than the interesting beginning, it just kind of derails. So at the end, I just read the last part here. People, they are having the ability to control people's minds. And it ends just horribly, everything that Richard is buried under the garden. And the other one runs into the forest. So, that's Borgman for you all. A Dutch movie. And I think we should stop here. And next week continue with another country that has a little bit more edge and creativity when it comes to movie making, I think. Until then, take care, everybody. Bye.